Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Guys, it's the Hollywood Life Podcast. I am here with my co-anchor, Ali Stagnita. How you doing, Ali?
I'm good, Bonnie. Good to see you. And yes, we are really excited about our guest today. She has a new TV show. She's a new mom about almost a one-year-old. And we're really excited to talk to her about that. We're going to talk some politics and really excited to have her on the show. So Bonnie, I will let you introduce our special guest for today.
We sure are excited, and there is so much to discuss, so much to discuss. Mm-hmm. So we are going to dive right in. But first, everybody, welcome Jeannie Mai Jenkins. Welcome.
Hi, ladies.
Hey.
How are you doing?
We're doing great, and we're so happy to have you. And you look like you're doing fantastic, and you're wearing this incredible leather coat. Love it.
I mean, it's a full leather set in these streets. Oh, it's leather weather, you guys. It's a fish.
I love
flares
it.
Even. You have flared pants on there.
I do. Yeah. I have flared pants. I got the whole set. Actually, to be honest with you, the way I was wearing it was a little bit more off the shoulder. So I had like a cool shape to it. But it's really cute. And it's actually made out of all sustainable.
You're allowed to shoulder on our podcast, so you can let it slip off.
Oh, yeah. But it's actually a brand that is called The Giving Movement, and they make everything out of recyclable plastics. Ooh. So my whole outfit is made, and it feels soft and super buttery, but it's made out of recyclable plastics. Shout out to Monaco, my daughter, who is in the back room, and she's just excited about being here today, so she wants to, like, insert her audio for an ASMR once in a while. So just letting you know.
She's hey, Monaco, you can come in and say hi anytime. And that is so cool though, that it looks like leather, but it's actually made from recycled plastic.
That's exactly.
Cool. Yeah.
I think right now we've all filled our closet with every wide legged pant, every turtleneck, every single type of shape of silhouette that we can have. Now it's time to be more creative in shopping brands that are a little bit more responsible about their carbon footprint. And, you know, not only is there so much goodness in shopping vintage, but there's brands that are using technology to make such cool sets like this in order to make sure that you're doing your job as being a responsible human.
Yeah, well, that sounds like if we can wear clothes that are soft and buttery, feel good on our skin, and look just like leather, and they're actually made out of plastic.
Yeah.
Like, that is perfect.
Why would you even need to shop for real leather anymore?
Yeah. And leave those cows alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it looked like on your new show, American Test Kitchen, Next Generation, you had some really cool outfits and fun dressing up on set. So we definitely want to talk all about the show. But I know beforehand, Bonnie is super into American politics. And so she wanted to ask you a few questions about your involvement in, you know, cultivating Georgia voters for the recent runoff election. So Bonnie, I'll let you ask about that.
Yeah. First of all, I just want to say thank you. I really appreciate it. And, you know, how excited were you on Tuesday evening? Because you have been involved in trying to get Senator Warnock reelected.
Yes. And I can't take all the credit because I have to really say shout out to everybody in the AAPI community, because we helped save democracy by literally a hair. Mm. And that is specifically why I came out for the Warnock rally. Was because, you know, today, particularly this year, we saw in real time how democracy and the representation of women and our bodies and our freedom, like that can be taken away from us in just one or two members. And Georgia, particularly now moving to Atlanta, of course I love the peach and I love Peachtree Street, but I also cannot be there without using my name and my likeness to help create a better future for my daughter, Monica, and for my own rights. Mm. I have a friend who had a very uncomfortable situation happen. She was date raped and ended up getting pregnant and happened to live in a city where now abortion is banned. Mm-hmm. Having to take the time off of work from a job that she wasn't even allowed sick days, having to drive a trek to go find a clinic that would take her, because a lot of clinics don't even want to touch the subject anymore. Well, because it's can't. So taboo.
They can't. If it's illegal, they'll get in trouble.
Right. And to find a companion to come and be with her in this traumatic moment of getting an abortion. Just her journey of trying to find the support, let alone the safe place to go get this done, was horrific. I wouldn't wish it upon anybody. So this year, I actually woke up a lot more to how important speaking up and saving democracy is. And that's why I was there. And I was there in representation of people in the Asian community, because we are strong in Atlanta. And Warnock did quite a great amount of work towards our communities that were so defeated by the shooting.
That's right, the shooting at the massacre at the Asian spa just outside of Atlanta.
Exactly. So to see, you know, politicians are politicians, but if I see you actually spending the time and doing the work for underserved communities, for people of color, you're already doing more than I asked for just a normal human being, you know? So that's why I was there.
Just before I ask you something else, did your friend, did she literally have to leave her state and go to a different state?
She lost her job because she left. She thought she could squeeze in some permission to get 2 days off. The procedure ended up taking quite a toll on her. So she had to stay 2 days further in a hotel that she paid herself. So she lost 4 days of work and came back to her job firing her. Being That's alone, terrible. Getting this done by herself to drive two states over to get this done. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's inhuman. Yeah. And the thing is that Georgia has a very strict abortion ban now.
Yes.
It's just upheld by a judge there.
Exactly.
So it directly affects you living there, Monaco, if it stays in place, and every other woman in Georgia.
If it affects one woman, it affects us all. We are all in this same fight. We are all today running because someone else tried to walk for us. Mm. We're nowhere near where we need to be. Until we all get paid equally, like, we have so much more to do. And this is just the beginning.
It's amazing, well, the work that you're doing and just the effect that you are having and inspiring other people to get involved. Because I think a lot of people, especially when it comes to midterm elections, like, you know, they're like, okay, like, whatever, I'll vote for president and things like that. And so it's really amazing to have people like you to look up to, you know, get people actually out there.
I mean, I'm doing what I can, and there's so many people that do such great. And I share that praise to everybody out there who shows up. It's pretty phenomenal. The people I've been blessed to surround myself with that are teaching me so much too. Mm-hmm. Writers like Min Jin, Daniel Day Kim, Lisa Ling journalists. I mean, there's tons of amazing, iconic people that are doing the work too. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. And we've all seen there's such a rise in hate crimes too, and in threats to minority groups, including the Asian community. So, you know, I think for every reason, it's so important what you're doing and what you're sharing with the your fans that you have. And also we're going to turn around. It's going to be time for the 2024 election. Like, we have to start now. Keep the momentum up of keeping people informed.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we definitely want to talk to you too about the fun show that you have coming up on Amazon Freevee, and it's called America's Test Kitchen Next Generation. Tell us a little bit about your involvement in the show. I mean, do you love to cook or do you love to eat food? How did this
like us?
Yes. The answer is yes to all the above. I love to eat. I love to cook. I love to prep. I love to sous chef. I love to shop for food.
Yeah.
I really love food, but I've never called myself a chef because I've always been intimidated by the word. You know, chef means that I'm, you know, professionally trained. I can serve 8 or more people. I know how to make a flambé. I know all the utensils. I don't. I know what I know, and I know what I love. So this show spoke to me because it's for people like me, people that have unconventional ways of doing things, moms that have 30 minutes to throw a meal together because she's got to get to work, dads who love the grill and stick to just the grill, fancy people that want to be bougie on a budget. This show is for every single type of person who knows their way through the kitchen and deserve a little spotlight too, because they may not be professionally trained, but they know how to make a good meal and welcome you into their home. Right. So I'm so delighted to be asked to host the show, because not only would I learn a lot of things, but I felt seen.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's so cool about it, that it's not professional chefs, that it's people who love to cook and are good at cooking and enjoy it, and them sharing and, you know, you orchestrating everything that's going on.
Yeah. And you know, what's cooler about it too, is when you invite everybody to the table, just because of the love of food, not because you're professionally trained, you've got these, you know, recommendations and referrals. Like, when you just invite people to the table, you get such a beautiful culmination of culture, lifestyle, stories, budgets, personal reasons why people had to get into the kitchen, not because they wanted to, you know, and as a means of survival. I love our contestants on America's Test Kitchen. We had such a variety of people that I wanted to be personally friends with, because they all had such personal stories about why they love to cook. And I learned more than I've ever learned from any cookbook or any professional, just through these individuals.
Now there are 11 amateur chefs,
home cooks.
Cooks who are competing. Now, how does it work? Because there's 10 episodes. So they're not new people coming in all the time, right?
No, there is. Well, we have new judges coming in. We have celebrity judges that come in that, oh my God, offer such a wealth of knowledge. Besides our already 4 amazing judges, Dan Souza, Jack Bishop, Julia Collins, and L. Simone Scott. Do you hear my daughter?
No.
Oh, wow. You don't hear that?
No.
That's hilarious. Okay, that's great. You're doing great.
What is she doing? She's playing? Is she eating? Is she having a bath?
She's giving you Mariah Carey realness. She's doing all the things right now. My brother Dennis is in there taking care of her. But more than anything, I really loved the new celebrity chefs that came in to judge the cast.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
But we also, the eliminations were really hard because everybody gets so comfortable and cozy, and everybody, you know, ends up being like what each other's lifelines, because we had them partner up, we had them pair up, we had them cook as groups.
So it was hard to say goodbye to contestants.
Yeah, it was so hard to say goodbye to contestants. I really loved them. And also it boiled down so hard in the competition that even though you were really good at cooking, don't forget, you also have to know how to be a presenter. You have to know how to cook on camera. You have to know how to make things sell and sound appetizing and make me want to run home and make it and make me feel encouraged to go in your kitchen. Like, it wasn't just about the chef skills. It was about being a good TV host. It was about having appetizing pictures. Like, if you're great at cooking and you're great at talking, but if your food actually looks like crap on paper, then why would we want to ever buy a book? There were so many specific things that this person who ended up winning, I have to tell you, I was very impressed, because it seemed almost like impossible to pick a person who would be able to check off all the boxes.
Thanks.
Now, when you talk about presenting, I have to admit that I was one of those cooks that only thought about how what things tasted like. I didn't realize that it was important to present everything. Them. And luckily I married somebody who was like, what are you doing? That looks terrible. Lucky you gotta make it look good. Now, did your contestants, did they have a choice of dishes? In order to make their presentation better, was it all about displaying the food nicely?
Did they have a choice of dishes? Is that what
you asked? Yeah, so like they had different patterns of dishes.
Is there like a theme to every show? Like, what exactly does the competition look like?
So every week we had a different challenge. Actually, we had a series of different challenges that would lead you to the main challenge, right? Mm. And they would be things like tasting a very famous ATK classic and being able to recreate it or make it better. Or it would be taking leftovers and making something visibly appetizing from the leftover enchiladas and chow mein that you have. Mm-hmm. Or it might be making a meal for your little babies or your kids, but making something that's like actually healthy and something fun for them to eat rather than these squeezables that I'm giving Monaco. It was so real life that I took away a lot of things. And to your point that you were mentioning earlier, Bonnie, we learned about plating. Mm-hmm. So I remember one of our contestants made a beautiful, creamy, delicious risotto, but she put it on top of a beige plate. And immediately the judges were like, why would you put a basic starch on a basic beige? Like, we want to make this jump. We want to make it look, we want it to be as tantalizing and as sumptuous as it could look. You would never put it on a beige plate. And I was like, those are all the color plates I have at home. We're supposed to have different colored plates.
Yeah, like different color plates. Different
but your food is supposed to have different outfits. So much like the plates, you do have to have different colored, you know, plates and options, because she needs to look sexy, honey.
Yeah.
If you can make that risotto look sexy. That is such a great point. Now, were they able to incorporate the advice from the judges? And were you able to give them advice as well?
Of course, yeah. We wanted these contestants to be the best they could be. So we offered, I walked around every single challenge and made sure I gave as much insight as possible. The judges gave very clear instruction on what not to do and how to win yourself onto the next challenge. So honestly, you can see by watching the show that you can tell right away when people just like, you just may not be good at one thing. And if you can't hit it by the next challenge, time will tell who is the strongest that can survive, you know? So I think like cooking and talking is very hard. You think cooking and talking is not hard, but not only talking, we're not just talking about the weather, but you're explaining what you're doing. You're telling us what a fava bean is. You're telling what aquafaba is. You're making sure to, you know, roast that chestnut, let's say, just the right temperature while you're talking and you're demonstrating without going overboard. Like, it's so much. It's
right.
It's doomsday sometimes.
And you have like time restraints too. Like, it's a cooking competition. So what in the end does the winner get? Like, what are they?
So the winner gets to not only get $100,000 of cash, but they also get to step in as the newest member of this legendary team of the America's Test Kitchen team. And then they also get a book option
which is amazing.
That's the big one.
Yeah. Awesome. Now, in terms of that, so are we going to, after the show ends, are we going to find out when we could get this book? Like, are they going to create the cookbook?
Yes. In fact, as I know, the winner now has already joined the team and is on their way. So this is already happening in real time. yeah, as you follow the series, you'll see that this is real life. The minute that person wins, I mean, they are officially going to step onto the team and take on their new role.
So cool.
So when you say new role, right? Are they going to become a judge as well? Like when you say role or become, is the new role?
They're becoming a new member of the ATK kitchen.
I get it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they're starting work on their cookbook. And is it, the cookbook is just their recipes. It's correct. Not. Okay. Now,
Amy, go ahead, Allie. What was the like most challenging part for you as a host? Like you've hosted a bunch of shows, you've hosted talk shows, you've hosted red carpets, like hosting this show, like what would you say was the most challenging thing for you?
Not being able to finish the meals. I hate so bad tasting something. And then you're like, wait, I have to give it back. It's so good. And then there's tasting things that you wish you never, ever put in your mouth.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Really? But I'm that, you can't just eat one.
Yeah.
There's these smashed potatoes I talk about all the time, but somebody made a smashed potato that's in more of the finale. I am dying for that recipe. It was one of the best dishes I've ever had in life.
Wow.
You weren't allowed to get the recipes as the host of the show.
I can get the recipe, but right after, when people get eliminated, it's like, you know, it's just it's tense time. I don't really feel like going back in right after we've eliminated the majority of everybody. And I'm like, hey, by the way, can I get that right?
Slide into the DMs.
Yes. Hi, besties. Like,
yeah, it does seem a little cruel. Yeah, we sent you home, but before you leave, please.
Drop off that recipe that,
leave that behind.
Have you tried to recreate, though, any of the recipes yourself?
Have I tried to recreate? Yes, I have. I've already been inspired by a couple of dishes. And one person made a mean lasagna that our king of the kitchen, Jack Bishop, said it very much reminded him of his grandma's recipe, which I was like, oh, dang, that's hitting home. That's a big one. That's a huge praise. Somebody else turned hummus, boring old hummus. Not boring, but I mean, you know, we all know what hummus is like. But this person made it with beets and a hot pink hummus, which was so sexy. There were so many tips that I learned and I took away from that. I've already like upgraded my menus so much.
Yeah. Is Monica a picky eater?
Monica is not a picky eater. The good thing is we fed her everything. So she's had Korean, Indian, Afghan, Creole, Southern. She's had so much that she pretty much will eat anything at this point. Just yesterday, we took her to Chelsea Market and she had Lebanese food for the first time.
Mm, yum. How often do you cook? Like when you're home, how often are you cooking for your husband?
Yeah. I cook almost every day. It might be like an easy breakfast or always lunch. And then for dinner, I'll usually cook one out of the two nights for dinner because I like to make enough to have leftovers.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big meat eater girl. So I like lamb, steak, chicken, the hearty stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And your husband, Jeezy, does he have anything that he is always asking you to make?
Turkey legs, smoked turkey legs. And it was such a very specific recipe that I asked his personal chef to come over and give me the secrets. And I posted it on my YouTube channel, Hello Honey, Jeezy's smoked turkey legs. And let me tell you, it's better than Disney, better than Disneyland. You can at me, bring it. When you make this recipe, it like the whole turkey, like meat falls off the bone. The bone is like naked with nothing on it. It's so good.
Yum.
Wow.
That sounds like a lot of work.
No, it's super easy. That's the thing about my recipes. If you cook with me, it's always really quick and easy techniques and deep, good dishes. I mean, you're not making like basic stuff with me. I'm always making things that look a lot more fancier, but are no more than 30 minutes to cook.
Oh, I like that. You're so
busy. Like when you just said that you cook like every other day, that sort of blew me away.
I know. My recipes are really fast though. Like I can make a rotisserie lamb in 30 minutes. I can make an amazing pad thai in 20 minutes. I can make the most awesome blue cheese steak with my best world's like battling wedge salad in maybe 45 for that one, because there's two things But yeah, I love cooking.
And are these all posted on your YouTube? Because I'm like,
so I'm actually, so on my YouTube, you'll get some of the recipes on my YouTube. Yes, three of them. And then I'm going to be posting more of my recipes on Instagram. Yeah. So you better follow and see all the announcements for America's Test Kitchen coming out, and you'll see my recipes too.
Fabulous. Well, we definitely cannot wait.
Thank you so much, guys.
Of course. So the show comes out today, December 9th on Amazon Freevee. And is it new episodes every week?
New episodes every week, Friday, Amazon Freevee, America's Test Kitchen, The Next Generation.
Awesome. Yes,
and there's 10 episodes. So there's lots to look forward to.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Janie. Awesome. And you know, you sure you don't want to give us a glimpse of Monaco? Before we sign off?
I think.
Sounds like she quieted down.
Yes. I think she's in bathing mode right now, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So yeah, maybe not right now, but I'm sure she'll have another cameo soon.
Okay. Next time. Well,
thanks for joining today.
Congratulations. We're all going to look forward to watching America's Test Kitchen, The Next Generation. Look forward to talking to you.
Thank you, ladies.
Okay.
Bye. Bye guys.